Kevin Herter and Malik Monk are officially introduced to the Sacramento media, but in Las Vegas at Summer League. You're going to hear their full press conference, what both Malik and Kevin had to say, and also some sneaky things that Kings general manager Monty McNair worked in there. It's all right here on Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and, of course, all offseason. My name is Matt George. I'm a Sacramento sports producer and reporter at ABC 10 News here in the California Capital. I'm getting ready to hop on a plane so I can go to Las Vegas for Summer League. I'll be there for the Kings' first two games over the weekend. Was not there, though, for their press conference introducing Kevin Herter and Malik Monk officially to the media. Did attend the press conference, get a question in over Zoom. You're going to hear that press conference in its entirety. And while it's not the greatest of Kings press conferences, I would say the Mike Brown press conference was significantly better than this one if you're to rate them. There are some interesting things that Malik and Kevin have to say, some fun things. Kevin talking about his Red Velvet nickname and all the nicknames that he had in Atlanta, whether or not he believes those come with him to Sacramento. Malik Monk talking a lot about him being challenged defensively by the Kings, by both head coach Mike Brown and general manager Monty McNair when they sign him. Of course, Malik's going to talk about his relationship with De'Aaron Fox as well. But there's also some things, especially right at the beginning, some things that general manager Monty McNair sneaks in about the remainder of this offseason, also talks about keeping his options open, keeping flexibility to continue to make moves going forward. Make sure you're listening closely and you don't miss that. I'm going to come back on the other side, share with you some of my biggest takeaways from this press conference. But for right now, enjoy getting to know the newest Sacramento Kings, Kevin Herter and Malik Monk.
Good afternoon. I see a few familiar faces. A few on Zoom, but thank you for joining us here in Las Vegas. Thrilled to be here with Malik Monk and Kevin Herter, two of the newest additions to the Kings here. I'll do a brief intro, then I'll hand it over to these guys. I know you want to speak to them, but you know, obviously been a busy couple of months for us. We had a big off season coming up, and we had a head coaching spot to fill. We had draft free agency. Trade season, and you know, we had goals going in about what we wanted to accomplish. Certainly adding shooting, size, versatility, defense, depth, you know, as well as a coach, and a lot on our plate. And you know, we don't think we're done, but we never feel we're done. But I think we, you know, with these two guys, two pieces that are going to fit great with the rest of our guys and give us a lot of those things that we were looking for. So for Malik, coming off a career year with the Lakers, I think career year, shooting the three, scoring the ball, somebody who we know can score, shoot, play both ends, and, you know, showed he can do it, you know, in a completely different environment. And so we're excited to bring him on. You know, Kevin started in the playoffs, can score a variety of ways, play, make, shoot, defend, rebound, and so we think with these two guys, you know, in addition to the guys that we all know and we've talked about, adding Keegan, adding Coach Brown, like I said, still more work to do as we go into the season, into next trade deadline. We never think we're done, but we're excited with where things are at. You know, I think with that, I'll leave all these guys if they want to say a quick word before we get to questions.
Got us on, Ken. Got anything? You got
something? Yes, I mean, obviously excited to be here. First time getting traded. That was, obviously, I'm sure everybody saw in the tweet. That was, you know, I had a vet tell me in my first 2 years, like, you never experience a true NBA until you get traded. So that for me was like my true first NBA moment, I feel like. It's the first time you change teams. You get to meet a whole new group of guys in the organization. So really excited to be here, feel wanted, and excited to get started.
Yeah, same thing. Pick up back what Kev said, man. I'm just ready to get on the floor, man, and get this thing underway.
All right, questions?
Hey, Monty, just to have these guys up here with you. And when you set out to kind of put this roster together and begin your off season, is there any part of you that's a little surprised to be sitting there with those guys and kind of check those things off your box for you?
Yeah, we're certainly thrilled with where it ended up. We always talk about keeping our options open, our flexibility, and being aggressive when the time comes. And, so with Malik, using our mid-level and being, aggressive there, and with Kevin, using a first round pick to go and acquire him. And so when those opportunities came up, we pounced. I wish we all had the magic eight ball. We knew exactly what was going to happen, but we felt good about our options as we got into July. And, with these two sitting next to me now, certainly feel comforted.
Malik, we talked with De'Aaron Fox. He said that he was obviously involved. You guys go way back. What were your conversations like with him before you signed, and what's it like knowing that you've got such a good friend already here in the organization?
Yeah, I talk to Fox every day, man. So it really wasn't a conversation right before I signed. Got a call from SAC, said they wanted to offer me, man. Then I called Fox to see what he thought about it and made a decision after that. But yeah, man, I'm ready to play my teammate, my brother.
Emily Deuce Mason, how's it going, man?
I'm good.
What drew you to Sacramento? Like, what appeals to you about this situation?
The style of play. They play up and down, and that's what I'm used to. Especially, I'm used to how Fox play. I like how Sabonis plays. I like how Rashard plays. I really like everybody on the team, man, because they just get up and play and know how to play together. And I think I can contribute to that a lot.
And Kevin, for you, like getting traded, like what are the initial emotions? And then after you have time to process it, kind of what went through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think right away you think of everything you have to do off the court to kind of make a trade work. You got to move across the country. Your life picks up and moves. I think that was the initial reaction for me. And then, the more I thought about it, kind of similar to what Malik said, just the fit. I felt like for me, it was going to be a really good fit. The makeup of the people we had here. Like I said, relatively new front office, brand new coach. I think just trying to get everything restarted, get reset here. And something I obviously got more and more excited about the more I thought about it.
For Kevin and Malik, Mark Spears, ESPN Landscape. The team has not been in a postseason for a long time. I talked to Keegan, and he has some optimism that this roster can do it. Just want your thoughts, both your thoughts on that. And is this roster talented enough to make that kind of push?
I think that makes us relax a little bit more, playing with no expectation, because we go out there and play. And I think we got the right amount of vets, the right amount of young guys to come together and do this thing. And I'm just happy to be a part of it and happy to contribute the first part of it.
Yeah, similarly, obviously, that's the first thing you hear of. The second you get traded here, how long it's been since you made the playoffs. And like Malik said, again, the makeup we have here, I think the group of guys that have already been here, who they're bringing in, the style of play, how we're going to play is something everyone's excited about. And there's no reason we shouldn't be in the mix, for sure.
Monty, you mentioned you're never done looking to add pieces, and obviously the trade deadline is far away. But are you at a point where you can kind of settle in and this group of guys can get into a routine without changing any pieces?
Yeah, I think, adding these two guys, certainly, as I've said, will fit with the guys that we have. We're always going to be opportunistic, and the NBA calendar never sleeps. Certainly, a little more activity at certain periods, but, we're continuing. If opportunities present themselves, we'll take advantage, big, small. If not, we'll take it into the season. We'll maintain our flexibility. That's a big thing that I preached, and it allows us to do things like this when the time comes. So that's going to continue to be our plan. We've said aggressive and disciplined, and that's, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's the other.
Hey, Kevin, you mentioned about the postseason and just you had the taste of it in Atlanta, taking kind of a younger team and getting there. And maybe it was a little bit of a step back last year. What do you think that experience can do for you as you step foot here in Sacramento?
Yeah, I mean, that experience, it's everything. There's other guys on this roster, HB and Sabonis, that have played in the playoffs, and other guys who obviously have as well. And it's kind of an experience and the feeling of it. The level of competition goes up, and your level of focus goes up, and it's invaluable unless you played in it. And I've gotten a small taste of it last year Wasn't obviously the expectations we thought we were going to reach, but you know, to win two playoff series and almost get to the top of the mountain and to reach the finals and come that close, it obviously, when you change organizations, makes you hungry to get back.
And Malik, just, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I hear many talk about the season you had last year being your finest yet. And how much do you take from that and use that as any encouragement as you step into a new situation again with somebody that you obviously know so well?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. I haven't been to the playoffs like them. So that's another boost to me, man. Coming in here and knowing that everybody wants the same thing, same results and things like that. So I just come in here with a free mind, man, and knowing what I can do and just really just go out there and try to help the team anyway, whether they're scoring, playing defense, making plays for guys, doing everything like that, man. So I'm just coming in and be a complete competitor.
Yeah, Malik, you talked about playing up and down and that being something that was attractive to you. I'm just curious, what makes for a better highlight? You catching a lob from De'Aaron or you throwing much to him?
Oh, both. Both.
Both? Both. Can you give me one or the other?
Both are nah. Both are both going to look good, man.
Fair enough. And then, Monty, I'm curious, you know, obviously these guys check shooting. That was something that was mentioned a lot throughout last season. Was it also a priority to you to get guys that are young and fit that same timeline like these two?
Yeah, I think we've talked about, you know, we want to get into the playoffs, right? We want to certainly break that streak and get that taste, as kind of Kevin said, and get that experience. But for us, it's not about just getting into the playoffs one time. It's about getting there, staying there, and competing further into the playoffs. And guys who are, I think, 23, 24, whatever they are, you know, their best basketball is ahead of them. They've already shown what they can do in the league though. And, you know, so I think that's, you know, certainly something that we've looked to do with our team is build it where we can not just take one step but take the steps after that we want to achieve.
This episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by our friends at Rock Auto. And with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of vehicles, it's now almost impossible for your local chain auto parts store or even your dealership to carry all the parts that you need. And even when they do carry them, it's at their set price point. You have no negotiation power whatsoever, no access to savings. Unless, of course, you have an internet connection on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet, does not matter. If you go to rockauto.com, you will save money on car parts. I'm talking 30, 50, even 100% more savings at Rock Auto compared to your local chain auto parts store. I'll give you an example. A Honda Odyssey fuel pump is $353 from a chain store, $216 from Rock Auto. They're a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every single customer. If you're a car guru or someone like me that has no idea how the hell the things work and you can barely drive them, go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto parts needs. They have brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet, and so much more. And when you go, make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
And Kevin, do you love the Red Velvet nickname? Does it go from Atlanta to SAC or does it die in the tree?
No, Red Velvet can move. I was talking to everyone about it at lunch. I said, the media, everyone outside of the team, you can use Red Velvet. Sign our team on cap. It's keep it nice and simple, but I'm okay with it. Okay, they can move with us.
All right, let's go to zone. Jump, Patrick. Go ahead.
Hey, this is from Monty. Monty, I'm with Sacramento Bee. Just wondering, you know, how the offseason moves have affected the defense and, you know, whether you agree the team needs to get better on defense.
We know we have to improve. We have to improve on both sides of the ball. We've talked with Coach Brown about that. He's addressed it at his press conference. You know, our team is going to defend, but we have to score as well. And we got to improve on both ends. You know, I think last year, neither side of the ball was up to par. And, you know, we're looking for improvements. And we think these two guys will help. You know, we all know about their shooting, but I think defensively underrated and guys that can, you know, that Coach Brown's excited to get on the floor and see what they can do on both ends.
All right. Jump time. Go ahead.
Yeah. First up for Kevin, are you more of a two or a three at the NBA? What do you feel more comfortable at? What position?
The NBA is positionless. For me, it's, you know, one through four, whatever you want to call it. I think I can guard one through four, for the most part, play one through four. Just I want to play with a good group of guys. I want to play with four other guys on the court that want to be unselfish, move the ball, you'll buy into whatever doing team-wise defensively. And so however that fits and your guys 2, 3, 4, I'm cool with it.
And for Malik, you guys, it looks like you're going to have a pretty good competition, not only for minutes, but maybe even for starting jobs. Just how much are you looking forward to that, the competition level here?
Again, yeah, it's the NBA. You have competition every night. It's both in practice and during the game. So it's really nothing new to us.
Yeah, that's the game of basketball, man, competing. So we all want the same goal. So it really don't matter. I think we're both going to go out there and do our job as best as we can.
All right, Sean, go ahead.
And for Malik, you started your career in Charlotte playing for MJ, and then you went to LA and played with LeBron. What were those experiences like getting to learn from two of the greatest to ever play the game?
Oh, yeah, man. Life-changing experiences for both aspects. With Jordan being the owner, I seen things from that side, and while LeBron being a player, I seen things from his side. So I got a lot of life-changing experiences with those guys.
And for Kevin, kind of a follow-up to Mark's question is, you seem to have a lot of nicknames, not just Red Velvet, but also Red Mamba, K-Von. Which is your favorite nickname, and how do you want Kings fans to refer to you as?
I guess that means not one is like fully stuck yet, I guess, if I got three or four of them. So I think my favorite one when I was in Atlanta was the K-Von. I think that was just something that, if you know Atlanta, you know the people there, I think that was something that was kind of funny. They took Kevin and made me Atlanta's version of Kevin, which was K-Von. So I think that one can stay there, but past that, it's really whatever you guys like, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Thank you.
My George.
Hey, Malik, I got one for you really quick. From the time that you spent with De'Aaron at Kentucky to where his game is at now, what do you think is the most different about him, or what has improved? Just how do you assess the growth in De'Aaron's game from your time together then to now?
Oh yeah. He's been playing this game for about to be 6 years, man. So he's just a well-grounded player. Now he knows when to go, when to score the ball, when to get the team involved, when to do everything, man. He just became a way better grounded basketball player. And that's what I've seen most from him. So it's not really one thing he done great, it's everything. So
Locked On Kings also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar, and they have the new coconut brownie chunk puff. Let me tell you about this thing. For the people who invented healthy and tasty, that's Built, of course, it comes the latest gift to your taste buds. You've probably tried the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar, but guess what? Your friends at Built have given coconut brownie chunks the puff treatment. These puffs are amazing. And if you're not familiar with what a puff is, it's a protein-infused marshmallow. Yeah, that's a real thing. The marshmallow candy treat that you love with protein inside, so it's actually good for you. Stop drooling and listen. They are delicious, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, all delicious, better than most treats that you will get out there, and of course, more healthy for you. And the best part about Built Puffs is they taste amazing. You can join them guilt-free without having to worry about the calories that you're putting on, because they're actually good for you. They're the perfect treat, perfect for when you have a craving, you need to satisfy your sweet tooth after dinner or at any point during the day. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, you get 15% off your order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. So a few things from that press conference worth pointing out. Did you hear in Monty's introduction how he said he doesn't think the Kings are done yet? Did you catch that? He said it kind of quickly. A lot of people caught onto it, though, right at the beginning of the press conference. Basically, even though the Sacramento Kings are introducing Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter as if their two major offseason acquisitions are finished, doesn't sound like Monty McNair and the Kings are quite done yet. I don't know if that's in the trade market. I don't know if that's in free agency. I've reported before that I've heard that the Kings are still in search for a third point guard, a third ball handler. I know a lot of you have been reaching out to me, clamoring for the Kings to be interested in Isaiah Thomas. That's an interesting conversation that I think we should have here on Locked On Kings. I know some of you have also talked about the Kings going out and getting DeMarcus Cousins. Now, of course, he's not a point guard, but it would be fun to some to have DeMarcus return to Sacramento. That's another topic for another time here on Locked On Kings. I might address that at some point during summer league, maybe with a couple of my colleagues and friends down there. I'm looking forward to just the people that I'm able to talk to and all the unique content that I'm going to be able to bring for you from summer league. But Monty making sure that it's known that the Kings aren't necessarily done yet. Now, he's not guaranteeing a move is going to be made. Maybe Harrison Barnes is still being floated out. There's potential trades on the table for him. Maybe the Kings wait till the trade deadline to do any kind of move like that. If they are going to move HB, who knows? But Monty is clear in saying that the Kings aren't, just because they're introducing Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk doesn't mean their offseason moves are done. That jumped off the table to me. One of my biggest takeaways, Kevin Huerter talked about this a little bit too, but it was mainly Malik Monk who spoke about the defensive challenge for the Kings. Because when we saw the Kings signing Malik Monk, right, we instantly drew the connection between Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. And I was able to get a question there towards the end asking Malik what he noticed about De'Aaron's game, how it was different from his time at Kentucky to where De'Aaron is at now. But in addition to the shooting that he provides, in addition to that connection that he has with De'Aaron, there were question marks about, okay, he fills a need spacing the floor, offensively fits really well with what the Sacramento Kings are trying to do. And you even heard him mention in there one of the appealing reasons for him signing with the Kings is the way that they play, getting up and down, playing fast paced. Malik likes that. But there were obvious questions defensively. We know the Sacramento Kings team has to get better defensively. They just went through multiple years of having Buddy Hield as their go-to shooter. And while he made sense offensively and helped the Kings space the floor, defensively, he was a nightmare, and the Kings have not been a good team. And I'm not putting that all on Buddy Hield. I'm just using him as an example as that former starting two guard. Malik Monk might be the future starting two guard for the Kings, or it could be Kevin Huerter. Both of them have to step up defensively. I have more faith at this point in time in Kevin Huerter defensively than I do Malik Monk, because I've seen Kevin Huerter play a little bit better defense than Malik Monk to this point. But I thought it was interesting that he pointed out that both head coach Mike Brown and general manager Monty McNair have challenged him to get better defensively. And he also said in that answer there, he said, obviously, I know what I need to work on. So he's very aware that defensively he needs to improve, just like he's very aware and the Sacramento Kings as a whole are very aware that defensively across the board they have to improve. So that really jumped off the table to me, and I'm glad that he put that out there, put that in the open. That establishes accountability. And we know for a fact that in addition to the shooting and offensive firepower that Malik and Kevin can provide, the defense is going to need to be there as well, need to improve as well from the entire team if Sacramento wants to have any shot at making the playoffs. Speaking of making the playoffs, I don't know if you caught Kevin Huerter saying there's no reason why the Kings shouldn't be in the mix. I love that mentality. It's absolutely true. There is no reason why this Kings roster should not be in the mix for making the playoffs next year. That is the expectation. That is the goal for this team. That is the bar that the Kings are going to hold, or rather Kings fans and myself, we should hold Sacramento two. Any other takeaways from this press conference that you have that you want to share with me, be sure to let me know. You can reach me on Twitter at @MattGeorgeSack. You can email me MattGeorgeSports@gmail.com or leave your thoughts in the YouTube comment section down below. I also thought it was interesting that Monty snuck in there that he thinks that both Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter are defensively underrated, and yet both, mainly Monk, was challenged by the team to be better defensively. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't still challenge someone who is underrated, but that might have been more of a Monty comment to kind of show his guys some love and give them a little more excitement or give them a little more recognition for what they can be defensively than reality suggests. But hey, I'm okay with Monty supporting his guys like that. But again, any takeaways, anything that you liked that you heard from that press conference that you want to talk about, be sure to reach out to me and we will discuss them. As for right now, if you'll excuse me, I got a flight to catch. I'm heading to the Sacramento airport. We'll hop on a plane. We'll be in Las Vegas tonight. We'll be there tomorrow and Sunday for their first two summer league games through Monday. Hopefully some great unique content from Las Vegas is coming here on Locked On Kings. Without a doubt, you're going to get post-game editions of Locked On Kings, but maybe some fun guests. I have no idea who's going to be out there. You best believe if I can get some good guests and good names on Locked On Kings, I am going to do it. So I really appreciate, of course, ABC 10 for allowing me to go to Las Vegas. But so much of the reason why I'm going to Las Vegas has to do with Locked On Kings, the support that you provide, Locked On Kings. That means the world to me. and I'm very excited to hopefully make it worth your while by bringing you some unique content if you're not able to go to Vegas yourself. So can't wait to have you join me for future Las Vegas Summer League editions of Locked On Kings coming later this week. Sorry for the lack of episodes so far this week. I'll make up for it on the back half. Appreciate you so much. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Until then, my name is Matt George. You've been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.